Good morning. I'm Casey Miller, one of the public information officers for Lincoln County. And every Thursday, we come to you live from Yquinna Bay Communications. Very thankful for this opportunity to come to you on terrestrial radio, as well as the archiving of these podcasts, which KNPT does for us. We also archive them on the county's website. Pleasure to have Seika Coy with us today with Health and Human Services. Seika, good morning.
Good morning, Casey.
Being a home visiting supervisor, what does that entail?
Well, a home visitor supervisor with the Parents as Teachers program, which I supervise, it's a evidence-based home visiting program where home visitors, we're called parent educators, provide parenting services for families in our community. And those parents are parents who are pregnant, so prenatal through children age 5. And those services are provided in the home, and we help families focus on their child's health, their child's development, helping families connect to resources in the community, and really supporting families and promoting socialization opportunities in the community.
Well, I appreciate it so much. I've had the opportunity to film one of those sessions with some parents who gave us the opportunity to see what it's like when you come to the house. And I think one of the things that struck me was just how empathic and intuitive and yet full of technical information and a balance mm-hmm. you bring to those conversations. Really wonderful.
Yeah, thank you. That is really, Casey, it's our program's a relationship-based program. We partner with families, and we can sometimes have a relationship with them up to 4, maybe 5 years. And we're really grateful to be able to serve our community and have relationships with families that grow and have families be ready for school.
When I went to observe and film that session that I did, I remembered back when the nurse handed us our new baby and we went home mm-hmm. and I just thought, there's no operating manual for this child.
Yep.
I mean, I was scared.
Yeah.
Excited at the same time, but it was really an intense experience, and parenting has changed me so much. Who is it available to in terms of the home visiting? Can anybody participate? You said prenatal up to 5. As far as all of our county residents, can they tap into this?
Home visiting program is a population-based program, and so anyone who is pregnant and as a child up to age 5 for the Parents as Teachers program, they're eligible. And then for our home visiting nursing programs, they serve children to age 2. And then a referral can happen to the Parents as Teachers program, and then that's how we partner with the nurses.
I see. So, yeah, let's decode those two, Parents as Teachers
yes.
and home visiting. So kind of two discrete things.
Right. So we, in our Department of Maternal Child Health, or MCH, we have parent educators, and those are our Parents as Teachers program educators. And then we also have the nursing home visiting programs, and that includes Nurse Family Partnership, and that's a 2-year program working with families. We have a general field team, which is also supporting families through prenatal delivery and postpartum in home visiting. And then we have Babies First program. So we have 3 programs with visiting nurses. The visiting nurses and the home visitors work together, and sometimes we share the same family and we case manage. And other times the nurses are like, yay, we're ready to hand you off to a parent educator. And so those are the really 2 differences. We do partner and work together. And I'm also excited to tell you that we also have a lot of cultural competency. Our parent educators, 2 of them are bilingual, English and Spanish.
Nice.
And we're excited that we're announcing we have a new community health worker starting next week, working with the nurses, providing language support services in their home visiting.
Well, thank you for that. We're going to take our first break. We're talking to Seika Coy and services that are available for parents. We'll be back in just a moment on Lincoln County Connections. Talking to Seika Coy, a home visiting supervisor with Health and Human Services. Seika, let's just jump right into the stress, the anxiety that folks are going through right now. And we can talk about how maybe you talk about that with parents, but what are you seeing out there? I mean, is the level of intensity ramped up a notch? I would expect it to be.
Yeah, thank you, Casey. You're absolutely correct. What parents are sharing with us is that their normal life has been disrupted so much that their employment has stopped. They don't know where their next meal is going to come from. They don't know how to pay their rent. And so what's happening to families is they're finding themselves in a situation they've never been in before. And the anxiety and stress and really just deep fear is real. And that's what they're sharing with us. They're asking for help for food, for mental health services. They're asking for help with their children's behavior because children's stress levels have increased. And so children aren't able to cope as well as they would may normally. So we're really hearing from families that's like, help, we need help. This is really stressful. We're anxious. We don't know where our next meal is going to come from or how we're going to pay our rent.
Yeah.
And that's just real. And we're hearing that from families in all of our home visiting.
I imagine part of your menu of options for folks is to refer them to other services that are available, and maybe we can get into that, but could you reiterate, this is not something that, you know, we should be shameful for being anxious about, right?
I mean, you know, Casey, this is such a great point, because some of the trainings that are actually right now trainings, as parents are asking professionals all across the country, and that includes here with us, is, you know, it's okay to feel stressed. The message for us to all of our families is, this is really hard right now. This is unimaginable stress and anxiety, and none of us know what to do. And so it's okay to not know what to do. It's okay to feel overwhelmed. It's okay to feel like you're gonna, you know, blow your top. And so when you're feeling that way, our message really is, what can we do? And that's what parents are saying. What can we do right now? And so they're reaching out, and we're really thankful that they know that they have folks to call. And then what we do is we listen, we ask questions, we listen, and we ask and offer if they're interested in a referral.
Yeah.
And so we really do look at what's available right now. Things are changing every day. Resources are becoming available, sometimes hourly, and we really have our pulse on the resources and contacting families and understanding that they need a food box, they might need diapers and wipes, and it might be really hard for them to ask for that because they've never needed that before.
Yeah. You know, I find one of the things that's worked for me is to just stop and take a breath, ground myself when I feel like I'm having a stressful response.
Yes.
It's not always easy to do. It doesn't always work out perfectly that way.
Right.
I've found as I'm working from home and trying to educate my child from home, as far as those best practices, what can you tell us about as we evolve as parents, as we, you know, improve how we respond in trying to provide a good environment for our kids? What is the dialogue like for you with your parents? Maybe a few tips about how to manage the stress.
Really good, really good. So, you know, across the board, the first thing we want to do is just remind families just to relax and take a breath. So the strategies and tips really are just to understand these are extraordinary times, and it's okay. You're doing the best you can do. And in terms of taking a break, that's really our message is, hey, take a break from all of this stress. So everyone has a different way that works for them, but sometimes just walking away, taking a few deep breaths, it clears your brain and resets your brain to be able to think. And the other thing that we're really hoping families can do is take that break and go to their child and spend some time just having some fun. Because the connection, the playfulness, that is what your child needs right now. And that's what, gosh, I think that's what our parents need too. So really take a break, walk away from your stressor, spend even 2 or 3 minutes with your child, being playful, being silly, and just feel what it is to feel good again and go, oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So these are extraordinary times, Casey. Parents, all of us, any of us, we're going to feel overwhelmed, we're going to feel stressed, and you know what? It's okay. It's okay to feel like you're not doing enough.
Yeah. It sounds like what you're saying is really that intimacy with your kid on any level is good.
It is.
Than no intimacy.
Right.
And also, I know for myself, feeling like this need to have this hyperstructure, it is difficult to provide it at the level I'm going, oh my gosh, can I do this? I miss school so much because kids get that structure there. But letting go just to be present seems to be what you're saying.
It is, Casey, and this is there's a couple of things. So providing routine is still important, especially young children, babies, toddlers, they need routine. But with that routine, they need the flexibility. So the routine can be, what if we built those around our meals?
Yeah.
Breakfast is sometime in the morning, lunch is midday, dinner sort of in the evening, doesn't have to be at a certain time. What if it's Cheerios and bananas for dinner tonight? It's okay. You know, what if it's a beautiful day outside right now and we just want to throw down a blanket and have our lunch outside on the sidewalk?
Yeah.
That's okay. So that's the part, you're right. We still need some structure and some routine because children need that reassurance. But what they really need most, Casey, is they need attention and time and interaction and connectedness. And then I invite families to notice, how do you feel after that connection with your child?
Yeah. Yeah, good. Better.
Yeah, better, right. That's usually the answer.
It is, and it's nice that it works out that way, just to be present for each other.
Yes.
We're talking to Seika Coy, and we'll be back for our last segment on connections. Stay with us. We are talking to Seika Coy, home visiting supervisor with Health and Human Services. Seika, we talked about creating structure, having that emotional bond, and spending time with our kids. But one of the things your program does is really looks at developmental benchmarks, screenings. What are some of those more physical or developmental attributes you're looking at when you come and meet with parents?
Well, thank you for that. So you're right. Our program does really focus on child development and child health. And so with that, we conduct regular developmental screenings called the Ages and Stages Questionnaire, so ASQ, Head Start and Early Intervention and Early Childhood Special Education also use these screenings, as well as the pediatricians do annual screenings at the Well Child exams. So we work and partner actually with all of those agencies. We conduct the screenings, which generally, they would be in the home. We would be bringing our kits, our toys, and this developmental screening is based on different learning domains. And so what it does, it's based on child's age at a specific time. And then we can track through this tool a child's development in each area. And this is a screening that's really a parent screening, so the parents are involved. Our role as parent educators is to help teach parents about their child's development, and then for the parents to really be in charge of their child's development. Mm. So what we're finding right now is that because we're unable to be in homes, that we're virtually visiting by phone or video, is the question, how will we be able to conduct accurate developmental screenings? And then if there's a problem that occurs that we're concerned about, then what happens to the referral? Because that referral would go to an early special ed program here in Lincoln County. So those are things that are happening here, and part of the solution for us is to ask, well, how are we going to do that?
Yeah.
What is that going to look like? Families have different comfort levels about reading material, about talking about material. Some families feel really comfortable working with their child on developmental games and toys, and other families are very uncomfortable. And so our role is to just really meet the families where they are with these screenings, talk to them about how we would like to do that. So some of the ideas is that actually this Friday, Casey, I'm excited that we'll be able to access some online screening tools from Brooks Publishing, who is the administrator of the ASQ3 tools and activities. So we'll be able to access the screening tools and provide those online to families. There's a few different formats, and those are all things that we'll talk with our program managers about and make sure that we can deliver those safely and securely. But the exciting thing is that even with the COVID-19 changes and distancing, we're still going to be able to provide developmental screenings, and we'll just be really creative and innovative in how we do that, so that what we can do is work with families to assure them that their child's development is on track, and if it isn't, that we're working together to refer and follow up with the referral process.
You're aware of it. There's continuity, plans to keep that continuity. We're also not talking about the end of the world as well. Don't get too worked up about this as well.
Exactly.
Right?
So true. Even the specialists that are in early education, preschool teachers, Head Start teachers, our LIFT program here, and our school district, we are all being creative and innovative. No, it's not the end of the world. It's an opportunity for us to go, wow, how are we going to do this? And so we look with hope and enthusiasm and creativity, and we know that there will be an end in sight to these COVID-19 times. Yeah. And in the meantime, that we just keep making connections, we stay in touch with each other, and we understand that being with each other in meaningful, playful connections is really what it's all about.
Yeah, and I would add, too, that looking over the Parents as Teachers section on Lincoln County's website, and for those that are listening to us, our website does have the contact information, program information about our discussion today. That national Parents as Teachers site, I was browsing that today, had so many great resources, very simply laid out in English and Spanish.
Yes.
And man, what a lot of good information, including talking to your children about COVID-19 was one very simple one-sheet document that made some great recommendations.
Oh, thank you for that. And that website does have plenty of information for the general public. And I do encourage families, if they're interested, to visit the Parents as Teachers website for more information.
So I guess in closing, we should remind everyone, Parents as Teachers, who can tap the program?
Our families who are pregnant, so prenatal through age 5.
Awesome. Awesome. And then just kind of as a final note here, when you're identifying this kind of stress, domestic violence component, if you see it, you're able to kind of have those conversations and make those referrals mm-hmm. if there is this kind of environment in the home?
Yeah, thank you for that too. Part of our screening process with adults, with parents, there are really great screening tools for intimate partner violence, depression, and anxiety. And so in our conversations with families, if those become concerns, then we're able to offer screening tools and then make referrals to mental health professionals here in Lincoln County.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. Seika, really appreciate you talking to
Thank
us
you,
today.
Thank you, Casey. I really appreciate the time as well.
Yeah, all the work that you do. So stay healthy, everyone, and visit the county's website if you're interested about these services provided by Lincoln County. And stay healthy, stay safe, spend time with your kids, and just be with them.
That's right.
All right. So we will be back with you next week on County Connections. Appreciate you listening today, and take care.